Unit 2, Part 2. Dealing with your travel companion.
No matter how carefully you plan a trip with a friend, a romantic interest, or family member, there will probably be conflicts along the way. Even after the dates, destination, and length of the trip are decided, and the tickets have been bought, there's still the chance that problems could happen on the trip. Here are a few tips to help you solve problems that may come up between you and your travel companion. Plan the trip together. Sometimes one person takes the lead and plans the trip to fit his or her interests. Planning together allows for a more diverse and balanced vacation. Some people like to sightsee a lot, other people don't. Some people want to walk. Some people would rather use public transportation, said Dorleen Kaplan, president of Shaw Guides, a publisher of guides to educational travel and career programs. So it's important to find out how compatible you are in terms of the things that you're going to be doing, the places that you're going to be going, how much time you're going to be spending together, said Kaplan. Be clear about budgets. Vacation time is not exempt from arguments over money. Different budgets and feelings about spending can leave travel companions at odds over what to do next, said Andrew Sharp, a psychiatric nurse practitioner at a clinic in New Orleans, Louisiana. Some people will want to go to an expensive restaurant when others weren't prepared to do that, he said. Discussing budgets before the trip will reduce misunderstandings and help travelers see when there's extra money to spend. Kaplan recommends deciding how shared costs will be handled. Will they be split equally as you go or calculated at the end of the trip? Find out about lifestyle. Differences in lifestyle can be challenging if they haven't been discussed in advance. There's nothing worse than being in the room and awake at 6 a.m. when your companion wanted to sleep until noon, Sharp said. Sleep patterns can be very disruptive to people that don't have the same pattern, he said. The same can be said for dietary and other restrictions. Knowing those differences in advance helps people adapt to each other more quickly. Drinking habits may also be an issue, as alcohol tends to increase conflicts. Be aware of coping strategies. Ask questions and use your understanding of your companion's coping strategies, how they may respond to stressful situations. Is this person usually patient and flexible? Sharp recommends asking your travel companion about their best and worst trips. What happened? How did that person respond? Knowing a little about how your companion deals with difficult situations can be helpful. It's not as bad if you've kind of predicted that that's how they're going to behave in certain situations, as if it hits you by surprise, Sharp said. Compromise. Try to compromise in order to have a good time. Agree to disagree. Do you really want to use your energy feeling anger on your vacation when you should be relaxing and enjoying it? Sharp said. He recommends buying travel journals for yourself and your travel companions. Writing in journals can be a way to reflect on the trip and relieve some of the frustration that may come up. Take a break. Split up when tensions are high and your interests are different. Be sure to set a time and meeting place and have a backup meeting set in case of an unforeseen delay. People tend to feel like they have to stick together when they are together on a trip, Sharp said. And anybody with someone breathing their air, so to speak, 24 hours a day, needs a break from the other person.